We are live tweeting the show right now at KUOW and talking about this. The Seattle International Film Festival opens tonight. Biggest film festival in America. 25 days, 421 films. This year, SIFF is kicking things off with the North American premiere of Café Society, which is the new film by Woody Allen, produced by Amazon Studios. As you may know, Woody Allen's daughter says he sexually assaulted her when she was a child and spent years grooming her for the assault. Should SIFF be celebrating Woody Allen tonight on opening night or at all? Given this unproven accusation, is Seattle kind of turning its back on victims of sexual abuse with tonight's party and showing? Or should you leave all of that in the lobby? Go enjoy or not enjoy Jesse Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart and then get back to what we ought to do with Woody Allen's personal life. We're going to figure it out if we can now with Seattle Times columnist Nicole Broder. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Bill.
And The Strangers arts and music editor Sean Nelson. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Nicole, why should SIFF, in your opinion, not be celebrating Woody Allen tonight?
Well,
Or is that accurate?
I think they should not have made his film the opening night gala event. They should not be the first film festival in North America to screen it because I think Seattle and the film community here especially is very much about the underfunded underdog, very sensitive to issues surrounding abuse of many kinds and victims. And, you know, we've had films that have honored people who've come through some rough stuff and from all over the world. And we also have organizations here in the city that support young filmmakers and their voices, girls especially. And I just think it was a bad call.
Well, SIFF says it's not their job to take on political issues, social, personal issues. That's They present stuff that now it's up to the audiences to judge. Why not roll the film on opening night and let people have their own opinions?
Because it's bringing a lot of attention to Woody Allen, and I probably didn't help the matter, you know, in writing about it. But I think they should have talked about it. And I don't know what went into the call other than Amazon Studios' involvement with Woody Allen and the
director. What do you mean? You think that
well, they're a sponsor of
SIFF.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Sean and I were talking about it before we came in today, and so that's a question. But if you're going to do this, as I said in the column the other day, you should have a panel, a group of writers and directors and even audience members, anyone who wants to participate in kind of a conversation around just this thing, whether we can leave everything in the lobby and go in and enjoy a film, or if you just sit there feeling kind of creepy about the whole thing, which I do. I feel really creepy about it.
And Sean, I know you're not all in for Woody Allen and you have complicated thoughts about this, but I had the impression you give SIFF some points for not just going with a safe pick to open the festival.
Well, I'm
you wrote that, didn't you?
I said that that booking this movie is, I mean, SIFF gets a lot of flack in the city and around for being comfortable and mainstream, and that booking this film, even though it is not itself probably a particularly transgressive piece of art.
It's a rom-com, probably.
Right. Well, Woody Allen's aesthetic merits as a filmmaker are many, but also there's lots of things to say about his films that are terrible too. So he's just made a lot of work, and that's all true. But I would say that in response to what you said before about SIFF saying it's not our job to get involved with politics and things. By booking this film, they are absolutely getting involved in politics because that's what this film ultimately is about right now. In the fullness of time, when there is a body of work and, you know, when Woody Allen is dead and we're all, you know, whatever, in posterity's binoculars, the film Café Society will be about whatever Café Society is about. But for right now, Woody Allen is a figure who is accused of this really reprehensible thing. And that goes into a whole litany of stuff that has to do with women being believed about how they are, you know, about their accusations about things like that. Men getting off because they are, sorry, it's a terrible choice of words, men getting a free ride and not being, you know, held to account for their actions because they're rich and powerful and white and all of those things. So I would say that it is a political act to screen Cafe Society.
It is a political act. Well, let's talk about, I guess if you want to call it politics and arts, because you're an actor, a writer, you're involved in the artistic community. We got a tweet from Steve who said, as a writer myself, I'd like to think I'll be judged on the totality of my life and not on my flaws and failings alone. When is it time to judge an artist's personal life?
Well,
this is an unproven accusation, by the way.
Yeah, I agree that it is unproven, and that is that makes it a thorny thing. But I also would like to say that Woody Allen is in no danger of being blacklisted. You know, I mean, he's incredibly well respected and regarded, and in fact has not been, you know, he's keeping on working, and his films are obviously being shown, and he's been, you know, whatever struggles there might be to get his films produced, I don't know, and I don't, that's not really my my area, but he's not a marginalized figure in the least.
If you were a marginalized figure, would you feel differently? A small filmmaker? Is that the
I
point?
Guess so. Although I don't know. I mean, to separate the work from the artist is part of the job of being a connoisseur of the arts and just receiving it. But at the same time, there is this kind of, the exhibition of those films is that is its own art form, and that sort of curation of like what you're saying to the audience, that's the thing, that's the issue, and that's something that Nicole wrote about, I think, really really well. And as I said just before we started, I think everyone in town was sort of like looking around furtively at each other, wondering who was going to say something. And it, you know, Nicole Broder was the first person to really speak of this publicly, because it's uncomfortable. There's really no denying it, and it might be way worse than uncomfortable, but it is at least uncomfortable.
Nicole, might you be wrong about what the Seattle film culture actually is? We have Seattle company Amazon producing it. We have Seattle International Film Festival putting it in their opening night slot. I assume many, many people will come tonight and watch the film. Is it not demonstrably a Seattle thing to do?
What do you mean?
To honor Woody Allen in this way? I just wonder is it not who we feel like we are, but is it actually who we are?
Maybe things have changed. I don't know. But I know the people that I know who are involved with SIFF and, you know, what they do. And the more the people who support SIFF and who go to the events and who I know from the galas and the film nonprofits like Real Girls specifically, and a lot of women who make film, you know, I can name a number of them, Megan Griffiths and Kate Bailey and
Lynn Shelton
all the people that I really love and admire, you know.
Are you going tonight?
No.
Sean?
I'm going, but as a reporter.
You're an actor. Would you work with Woody Allen?
That seems so unlikely on so many
levels. You never
levels.
Know.
Yeah. Hard to say. You don't want to. It's what do politicians say? They don't want to address a hypothetical. I literally can't even imagine the scenario in which that would be a possibility.
Yes, but you know the intent of the question.
Yeah, I do. I guess it depends on the part. No, I don't know. I mean, he has made some films that I think are. Well, he's made some of my favorite films.
Yeah.
By like
yours too, Nicole?
No question.
Very difficult. Even, you know, Manhattan is one of my favorite films. I had the posters up in my house for years. But even then, I noticed I was creeped out by his relationship with Mariel Hemingway. He was a 42-year-old comedy writer with a 17-year-old girl he picked up at the Dalton School after class.
Yeah, there's that background radiation to Woody Allen. So we have like 40 seconds left here. So very quickly, what is the proper attitude toward Woody Allen for, let's say, our listeners who are potentially viewers?
Think for yourself and speak your mind.
Exactly.
That's the proper attitude.
Yeah, exactly. Just know what's going on. Yeah, think for yourself and know going in. You know, I just, yeah. That's all.
And Speak Your Mind. Nicole Broder and Sean Nelson, Stranger, Seattle Times. Thanks so much to both of you for coming.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. SIFF opens tonight with Woody Allen's Cafe Society tonight, 7 o'clock. McCall Hall, go or don't. Listen, think for yourself, and talk about it.